from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to Ace Time. Let's get to work in, man. Let's go.
Great day, great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Happy Friday to all of you. Nice to be with you. Appreciate you getting up with us. We are with you until 10 a.m. this morning. And, man, we got a lot to get to. What a great weekend, man. White Sox coming to town. Giants coming to town. It's like a cavalcade of crappy teams coming to town. Woo. To get their heads beat in by our teams. It's going
to
be
hey,
fun.
Hey, I've been trying to catch up on the Giants, and news alert, they've got issues at offensive line.
Stop it.
Even after trying to bolster it in the offseason, they're all banged up. But they do, according to the article I read in The Athletic, they are expected to play their starters for the first half.
Okay.
So we might get ourselves a nice little preview of what it looks like versus starters
yeah,
in the NFL. And this will probably be our last opportunity for the Texans.
August 17th. This is the last you will probably publicly see of the starters until the opener in Indianapolis on September.
This is the date I've been looking for. I started a whole ad campaign around this date.
Man,
August 17th is when it all goes down.
That's it, man.
And then it won't go down again for another month.
Yeah.
What's the first game?
September the 8th.
Oh, okay. So in a little less than a month.
In 3 weeks and change or whatever it is. Doesn't sound quite as sexy. We'll get to the Giants and the Texans. But Seth, I don't know. I know the Astros didn't play yesterday, and yet still we wake up.
Yeah, it's bogus.
And yet still we wake up.
You guys go on a run and then decide to take a break.
They are in one of those periods right now where it's a bummer when they're not playing at night. You know?
Yeah, like, it was weird, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, we've got Thursday night football, kind of.
Yeah.
I can see a little Drake May action.
Woo-hoo!
I can relive Jacoby Brissett tearing the heart out of the Texans at times. Jacoby Brissett had one really nice play in that game. Jacoby Brissett just wants to tease you constantly.
Yeah.
With he makes some incredible plays at times. And you're like, well, this is the guy.
Yeah, man.
This is like Ryan Fitzpatrick plus.
Exactly. It's how you stick around for 20 years or whatever it is, you know?
He will be. He's a different type of game than Ryan Fitzpatrick, and yet I feel like he will be a guy that's intermittently starting for the next 10 years.
Yeah, for 8 different teams. But no Astros game, and yet still, I wake up this morning, and I get to ask you, Seth, and you, Ben, and you, the listener, have you heard the good news?
Did the Mariners lose again?
They did, Seth. You can set your watch
wrong
to
with
it.
Them? It's getting to the point now where I'm like, will you please compete? Will somebody challenge me?
Yeah, man. Yeah. The Mariners lose again to the Tigers, so the Astros are 3 games up now in the American League West. 3 games up, and this is where kind of like the, I don't know, parallel universe or whatever comes in here, but with the White Sox coming to town, we are reminded that it was against the White Sox that the nadir, the rock bottom of this entire Astros season took place. Back on June 18th, 2-0 loss in the first game of a three-game series in Chicago. Framber Valdez pitched very well, but the bats could do nothing that day, and they lose 2-0 to the woeful White Sox, who've only gotten worse since then. And the Astros found themselves that next morning, as Chandler Rome likes to say, they woke up on June 18th or June 19th, whatever it was, and they were 33-40. This is less than 2 months ago, less than two calendar months ago. They were 33-40, 10 games out of first place behind the Seattle Mariners. And since then, the Astros are 32-15. 32-15. If you pick almost any date from like late April on, like any date, the Astros have the best record in baseball. I saw some tweet today that said they've got the best record since like April the 27th, and they were garbage in May too. Like they were,
right.
You know, like that just goes to show you what kind of run they've been on lately.
It goes to show you what kind of a run they've been on, but that also just how horrendously bad everything was in those first couple weeks of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it was kind of astounding to the point where I felt like they should have been done in doing tests for radioactivity or something at the yeah. ballpark. That it, I mean, they were
weird.
Historically awful in comparison to the back of the baseball cards mm-hmm. of so many of their players on both the pitching and the hitting side of the equation. To be able to pull yourself out from that, it really is, I really feel like, as baseball loves to heap praise on the Astros as much as possible, they should get special recognition from the commissioner. They should get a special ceremony or something.
Well, let's finish
to the White House. I don't know.
Let's finish things up first.
They need recognition.
Okay.
For having played this way through two-thirds of the season.
I'll acknowledge them. I don't know if they're getting... Hey, we'll give them, Ben, give them an acknowledgement for their 32-15 record. Framber pitched that game, and I went back and looked at this because I looked at the box score of that game, that June 18th game, Seth, that they lost 2-0, found themselves 10 games out. Now, it didn't take them these full 2 months to eliminate the 10-game deficit. That only took like 3.5 weeks because the Mariners were so, so bad for June and July, and they're still bad right now, especially against the Tigers. But I went back and looked at the box score of that game, and Framber lost that game 2-0. He pitched really well. And his record after that game was 5-5. And I'm like,
Yeah.
If I remember correctly, after looking at the box score of Framber's last start, he only had 5 losses as of a couple of days ago as well. And sure enough, since that game against the White Sox, Framber, 7-0, 2.68 ERA.
Yeah.
And a 613 OPS against.
And that's as much about him actually getting some run support as it is anything else. You know,
right.
Other than the one scare we had relatively early in the season where Framber kind of went off the rails.
Yeah.
He went old school Framber.
Yeah.
He just like got nostalgic or something and went away from the game plan. He's been rock steady since then.
Yeah.
This is the one thing that bothers me about the White Sox right now, Sean.
Okay.
For all of the, and hopefully they, you know, can right the wrong of the previous series against them. The White Sox, in all their ineptitude, failed to trade their starting pitcher, Garrett Crochet, at the trade deadline.
Yeah.
So tonight, Arrigetti will face Garrett Crochet.
Yeah.
It's one of the, come on. Like, you can't even do bad right.
Well, he...
And it's making it more difficult for us. Crochet hasn't been as dominant, I don't think, since, you know, when all the hype about him was really at a fever's pitch.
Yeah.
But still, like, they should be facing some jamoke that they just brought up from Double A, you idiots.
They should. He kind of screwed them, though. Remember? He's like, well, I'm only going to agree to a trade if I get a new contract. And if I don't get a new contract, I am putting an embargo on my services in the month of October.
He pulled a Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
He sabotaged the trade.
Yeah.
The 49ers supposedly are sitting on a nice little tidy deal that they'd love to execute with the Steelers. And Brandon Ayuk says, nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not quite my porridge temperature.
Yeah. I don't think Ayuk likes training camp. I think that's the genesis of Ayuk's just going to like kind of let this whole thing dangle in the wind until September 1st rolls around. And I'll get in like 3
he likes practices. Money, too.
He does.
There's that.
Yeah.
But more so than money, he likes the notion of being one of the highest paid wide receivers.
Who
always comes out. If all you liked was money,
yeah.
You wouldn't get so caught up
status.
In being the top paid player and at your position,
yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera.
Status.
They've done that. I mean, it factors so much into it.
Yeah.
That's why I would start brainwashing these dudes from the day they were in the building about just keeping perspective
team,
on things.
Team.
Yes.
Team.
Yeah. No. And just like, okay, how much is enough? You know,
right.
Like, you're trying to feed your ego. You're trying to feed your
right.
family. All right. We got
right.
this guaranteed money for you right here,
yep.
right now.
Yep. So other Astros things. So the White Sox coming to town tonight. Man, real opportunity here for the Astros to put some daylight between them and the Mariners. And who knows? Maybe chase a bye in the first round. I'm not into this wild card round thing that the Astros have never had to play in other than the
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
COVID year. So the Astros have the White Sox coming to town. Verlander last night against the Northwest Arkansas Naturals of Double A.
I hate them so much. I hate them.
I've hated them forever.
They're one of my least favorite teams in all of sports.
In all of Double A baseball. So Verlander last night was good. He threw four innings, gave up four hits. Got the numbers right here. Four hits, one earned run, no walks, five strikeouts, and he hit the mid-90s on the gun. When I was driving home last night, I had my little Taqueria Sarandas dinner event with a bunch of folks, and Jeremy Pena was there.
Really?
Yeah.
He was hobnobbing with the Pena.
Pena, well, fellow spokesperson for Taqueria Sarandas. It was awesome. Food was great. Pena was awesome. A lot of people there. Man, it was a festive time. And it was at one of their locations that has the sports bar in it, too. It was really cool. Get out to an Aranda sports bar today, people.
I bet Pena goes straight paleo when he's at Taqueria.
Yeah, I didn't see what he ate. But there sure are a lot of commercials running on the TV screens.
Yeah.
Like, every TV screen in there was just commercials of Pena on a loop. I had no idea how many commercials he's done for them. Like, how many? But there's one of him that was on a loop of him in the Aranda's bakery, like, hand-picking different donuts and danishes and things like that. And I'm like, he does not look like a donut guy, but he probably
is Nick Casario, I bet.
Probably a cheat day.
Tex-Mex is awesome for going, you know, as long as you don't load up on all the flour stuff.
Carbs.
Lots of vegetables and protein.
Yeah. It was a great event last night. So I'm driving home, and I was actually listening to the guys on Area 45. They do an awesome job. I really enjoy listening to Sean and Patrick when I'm driving around at night. 57 pitches for Verlander was the number that jumped out at me last night.
He was supposed to pitch 70 to 75, but in the top of the second inning, the hooks did what they should do.
Yeah.
They shut down and eviscerated the most hated team in all of baseball, the Northwest Arkansas Naturals?
Yeah, I had to look it up too. Yeah, Naturals. I hate these people so
much. It's called
the
Natural.
Yeah.
They should go Euro on it. Because, you know, there's a very Euro bent in Arkansas. And just call it the Natural.
Right.
They scored seven runs in the top of the second.
Ah.
So I think it might as much have been about the rest time that Verlander had, and they didn't want him out there for too long of a total outing.
That makes sense.
Without any news of any kind of tweakage or anything. It looks great.
Yeah.
Just shut down all but one of the hated Natural.
Mid-90s on the gun. That's the big thing for me. Like, how does he, you know, what's the velocity looking like? How's he look? And he looked good. The other news item for the Astros, before we close out the open here, and I saw this waking up this morning, Ari Alexander of KPRC, up late doing work. He was, just 5 hours ago. Apparently Shea Whitcomb is getting the call up, according to Ari Alexander.
Baby.
Yeah. Shea Whitcomb, 25 home runs this year in the minor leagues. 903 OPS at Sugar Land. He led the minors in home runs in 2023 with 35 home runs. He already didn't say, and maybe it hasn't been made clear, who's going, you know, what accommodations are being made roster-wise to make room for him. I don't know if this is just a swap out for DeZenzo, where they're like, oh, okay, we've seen what we need to see out of DeZenzo and send him back down. Like, you know, maybe this is like American Idol. Now they're bringing Shea Whitcomb up and just see what sticks. I will say this. Chaz has got to be on thin ice right now. And I know Whitcomb's an infielder and Chaz is an outfielder, and it wouldn't make positional sense to do that. But Chaz is kind of just taking up space right now on this team. And I hate to say that because he's a postseason hero. But we'll see. We'll see what the...
I think, you know what the Astros should start doing for Chaz specifically when it's time to send somebody back down? Have Dusty come and take the guy out for frozen yogurt.
Oh, banana pudding.
Oh, banana pudding. Yeah. That'll be like the tap on the shoulder that the British spies get when it's time to go, when it's time to leave the service or get executed. They tap him on the shoulder. Right. That'll be what the Astros do. He can be their Turk. He can come and, hey, buddy, let's go get some banana pudding.
Time for some pudding.
He's a Grim Reaper.
That would be the coolest Grim Reaper of all time, though. I love banana pudding. You're like, oh, this sucks. I'm not playing baseball for the Astros anymore, but that pudding looks delicious.
Yeah, but it would also be, Dusty. He could talk to you about life and put things in perspective. Yep. Talk to you a little bit about Camus or something.
There you go. All right, Texans. Kind of just a walkthrough yesterday, but there are some things from in the building that, if you're going to the game especially, I've got reports on for you. I was there about the time the game would kick off on Saturday. I was there yesterday. And D'Amico asked about the depth on the O-line. Y'all looking for depth on the O-line? Because we heard about this Matthew Judon thing. He was asked about that yesterday. We'll get to the Texans head coach, a little report from yesterday's practice, and that is coming up next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.